And now.
Right now.
Dawn Lemon.
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From Cleveland, Dawn Lemon, good morning.
Oh, good morning. If you are not watching this daggone, say, Republican National Convention, you are really missing out. It is a real, almost said it. It's a real ish show. I'm sure that when Trump, it didn't plan it this way when he promised to put on the show, but boy, is he delivering. Behind the scenes, there are more glitches than you can keep track of. I don't know if y'all get to see when all of the lights and the monitors and all that went out. I'm not sure if you saw that. That was right when Eric Jr. or Eric, whatever his name, was on stage. But on the TV, as they say, ooh-wee, we're going to start with Ted Cruz. Here he is.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Cruz was booed during his speech when he refused to endorse Trump. Trump made an early entrance to upstage Cruz at the end of his speech. Donald Trump later tweeting this, wow, Ted Cruz got booed off the stage, didn't honor the pledge. I saw his speech 2 hours early, but let him speak anyway. No big deal. Well, it turned out to be a really big deal because no one was talking about Trump's son, Eric's speech, or the speech given by his newly crowned VP pick, Mike Pence. Even after the boos, Ted Cruz didn't back down. Here he is.
Senator, why did you decide not to endorse Donald Trump in the end?
I laid out a very simple standard. We need a president who will defend liberty and be faithful to the Constitution. I hope very much that is who the next president will be.
I laid out a very simple standard. Well, that's going to leave a mark. Stunt Cruz supporter, Republican, billionaire donor Sheldon Adelson denied Cruz entry into his suite in the arena. Cruz's wife had to be escorted out of the arena by security with people screaming Goldman Sachs, yelling that at her as a reference to her former job as a Goldman Sachs executive, something that doesn't sit well with conservatives who shun so-called Wall Street values. Like I said, what a you-know-what show. New York Congressman Peter King did not hold his tongue, saying Cruz was disgraceful and disqualifying and that the word a-hole doesn't do Cruz justice.
To me, Ted Cruz showed America what he really is. He's a fraud, he's a liar, he's self-centered, and he disqualified himself for ever being considered for president of the United States.
He went on to say that Cruz was a total fraud, and that is the way it is in Cleveland, Ohio. Donald Trump speaks tonight, and he's got a whole lot of explaining to do, so grab your popcorn.
But do you think that that's what will happen, Don? What are you looking for
tonight? Do you think Peter King is right?
Do I think he's right? Look, it ain't up to me, but...
I mean, about his presidential...
He's disqualifying himself?
Yeah. Ever running for president again?
I think he did himself a lot of damage with Republicans. Remember, they still have not, a lot of them have not forgiven Chris Christie for hugging the president. They haven't forgiven a lot of people for doing a lot of things. They have very strong memories. They said memories like an elephant, right? You know how they say that? If memories like an elephant, they are the elephant. I think he did himself a lot of damage. Now, if Trump wins, Trump is going to try to crush him, but then he's going to be Trump's biggest foe and biggest pain in the you-know-what in the Senate. If he loses, maybe that coalition may, you know, still be with him. But I think that Republicans are very loyal. And if you say you're going to do something when you sign that pledge and you don't do it, then you have gone back on your word.
Hey, Sib and Don, do you think that Ted Cruz will lose his Senate seat the next time he has to run?
Texas is a different state of mind.
It's a different thing because he's one of the Tea Party favorites, and that Tea Party crowd is still loyal to the Tea Party.
To him.
Yeah.
To him. What the temperature will be when he goes back to the Senate in the fall is completely different than what he'll find here.
Yeah, but Sybil, they don't like him anyway.
Liked,
no, but I'm saying they don't like him. They don't like Rubio, but still, Don, what I'm saying is the difference, as Tom was asking about being reelected, I don't think he'll have a problem being reelected from the state of Texas, but getting along and making things happen and doing the business of the Senate is going to be completely different because of what happened last
night.
Okay,
do you think that what he said will hurt or help Trump become president?
Help.
It would help him become president.
I think it's going to generate a lot more people to come out and vote for Trump as a result, just to show him that what he said was wrong in their eyes.
Yeah.
She's really right.
All of this, it's so weird we're doing
this. They're so angry. Yes. They're so mad.
We're doing all these fact checks on Trump, and I think they said about 70-some percent of what he says is not true. It's unfactual or... And people just don't care. They want change so badly. They're so angry. The truth does not matter. Even though the economy is better than it was, crime is down, no one feels that. They don't feel that. It doesn't matter to them. The world is bad. They don't like Barack Obama. He's the worst.
They don't like Black Lives Matter. They don't.
Hillary Clinton is the worst.
One guy called for Hillary to be taken out.
Mm-hmm.
A radio host called for her to be taken out, and they are supporting this.
Wow.
It's crazy. And I think like Don said, I really think what he said last night is going to bring people out.
It's going to help elect Trump for president.
In the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
you might not see that bump that they talk about after the election, after the convention, because they usually get that post-election bump.
What about his wife's speech and the plagiarism? Do you think that'll help get a...
Don't care. Don't care.
Get Trump elected or not?
They don't care.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get him elected. I'm telling you, up is down and down is up.
The spin is crazy.
They're saying, why are you guys so focused on that? Why do you care? She gave a beautiful speech and nobody really cared.
It was beautiful the first time. You're absolutely right. It was beautiful. Yeah.
I'm not talking about among Republicans. I get that. I'm talking about the general election.
I think that's going to just increase the Republican vote.
The people coming out to vote.
Yeah.
I really do. And that's why I think we're, looking at this, thinking that perhaps Secretary Clinton has it. But I don't think you can assume that.
Remember what I said a year ago, huh?
Yes, absolutely, Don.
I said, and nobody paid attention to me. Y'all are underestimating this man.
The power of Donald Trump. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You called it.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Yeah, you did. I hate to say you're right, but I hope you're wrong in the long run.
I didn't say he was going to win. I just said he could win.
Yeah.
And you're underestimating.
And definitely.
Okay. All right. Good job, Don.